Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest industry happenings from the Australian insurance landscape. Without further ado, let's delve into a trend that's adding a refreshing touch to farming insurance practices. WFI Insurance, known for its innovative approaches, has taken a significant stride towards sustainable agriculture, rewarding environmentally conscious farmers with premium discounts. Farmers who obtain the AgCARI certification championed by AgForce now stand a chance to have their insurance premiums reduced. Interestingly, it's not a standard benefit. Instead, the potential discount depends on the land size and policy coverage. Truly a win-win scenario. This initiative not only benefits the climate-impacted rural communities, but further enhances food security and bolsters environmental outcomes. Worth noting is the consistency in this trend, where insurers now incentivize risk reduction behaviors in a bid to brace up the agricultural sector against climate challenges. Switching gears, let's turn our attention to matters of legal proceedings. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission has launched legal action against QBE Insurance for misleading discount practices, touching on over 500,000 customers, ranging from retirees to multi-policy holders. These customers allegedly received lower discounts than what QBE had promised, raising questions about trust and legal transparency. While QBE already acknowledged and addressed these discrepancies, ASIC's action underpins its unwavering commitment to sector compliance. This echoes a similar case from 2023 against the Insurance Australia Group, emphasizing the urgent need for clear pricing practices to secure consumer trust. Now let's shift to the transport and haulage sector, where collision risks are on the upswing. Fleet operators are now proactively managing risks through advanced insurance solutions such as usage-based insurance and risk consulting. This shift from reactive to predictive strategies is carried out using telematics technology, which feeds on data to monitor and reduce premiums. This eagerness for enhanced strategies is giving rise to a new era where proactive risk management is at the front and center, ensuring safety and operational efficiency. Finally, let's touch upon the National Truck Accident Research Center's latest report, highlighting inattention, distraction, and inadequate speed control as key factors in truck crashes across the country. Although incidents due to human error have seen a slight decrease from last year, education and technology-driven safety initiatives are more important than ever. In a surprising statistic, trucks were not at fault in an overwhelming 85.7% of fatal car-truck crashes, spotlighting the need for ongoing safety improvements in the trucking industry. That wraps up our weekly news. Stay tuned for more industry insights and updates. This is Paige Estrotori signing off on behalf of Financial Services Online. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for your personal and business insurance needs.